Are there?
I never ate those. They were bitter. And there's a lot of the apricots were too bitter to eat. But
uh-huh.
There was some apricots had the sweet pith, and those we did.
This apricot tree we had was a big tree, spread all over, you know. And when it had apricots, it had a lot of apricots. And but I can't remember any other trees except the apricot tree and these here red June apples.
Uh-huh.
That's the only fruit I can remember. Mm-hmm. But see, the peddlers used to come down here and bring their fruit. And then you could buy a bushel or so.
Did they always sell fruit, or did they sell other things?
No, it was mostly fruit. These fellows, in fact, I used to go peddling with them, you know. They'd hire me and make 75 cents a day to go and carry this fruit in, you know.
Did you have, looks like toadstools, what are they called? Do they have those around here? Not toadstools, you put them in spaghetti.
Oh, what do you call that?
Right now, don't
we never, never ever had anything like that.
Mushrooms?
Mushrooms.
Did
no.
you have those?
We never had any.
Not around here. I guess it's kind of dry around here.
Well, and but toadstools, you know, they grew here. But
what about like different kinds, like pinto and green and string? What do you call those?
What?
Like string. Green
string beans?
Beans, yeah.
Well, we had lots of string beans.
What kind of beans did you have? Like string beans and
they were
green snap.
Just green beans.
Did you have that vegetable that's like it grows in the winter and it's like yellow or else it's green and sometimes they get really big, banana?
Squash.
Like,
squash?
We raised lots of squash.
Really?
Yeah.
I love squash.
Well, so do I. And we raised lots of squash.
What about bread? Did you have white bread or?
Well, let me tell you the story on bread now you got it started.
Okay.
There was a bakery up here that made bread. But the bread they made was usually all white bread. And boy, there wasn't much to it. We didn't like it. So Mother made all the bread out of our wheat.
Uh-huh.
She made the bread. But then they started to, now this wasn't right at the first, but they started shipping bread in from Salt Lake.
Oh,
and
man.
We used to haul us, it came in bread baskets. The basket's about that long, about that high, about that deep. It was lined with newspaper, and in that was the bread.
Uh-huh.
The bread wasn't wrapped and it wasn't sliced.
Really?
I can remember the first sliced bread I ever saw. But that's the way it was, and then you'd take it up to the grocery store and then they'd put it out, and then that's the way they'd sell it. Then the baker, he'd get kind of mad when people, when these grocery stores were selling bread, not selling his bread. But see, the baker, he made the buns and everything. And then he made cakes and all that stuff.
What did he use to make it rise? Was there?
I don't know.
To make the bread rise?
Yeast.
I've always wondered about that, how it works. But
well, yeast is a thing, and then now the sheep men.
My mother had a big bottle, a big 2-quart bottle of yeast start.
Uh-huh.
Start of yeast, and then she always left a little bit and put some more in it to
really
to ferment for the next batch.
Hi.
You know this girl?
Yeah.
Why don't you stop that one?
Now see, the sheep men. You know, when he's on the mountain herding sheep, they'd made sourdough. And they had this here start. And that's what they used to raise their bread.
Uh-huh.
Because they had to make it up there.
What kind of drinks did you have? Do you remember when you first had soda pop or something
I
like that?
I never ever remember.